You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode and you can work for 7 days with your own Broadway fitness coach on an online app. So check it out. No catch, no gimmicks, builtforthestage.com. If you like Built for the Stage podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. It'd be greatly appreciated. All right, please enjoy this conversation.
So this one won't be too long, but for those of you that are tuning in over the holidays, there's not as many of you, but for those of you that are listening, just wanted to shout you all out. First off, keep doing what you're doing. Keep striving to be your best self because you're worth it. And we're just going to chat about that a little bit. So some tips I have for you going into this new decade, 2020, wow, is first dealing with anxiety and stress management. That could also lead to depression, which is a lot more common in our world of theater than people discuss. And sometime soon, when I get a little bit more time on my hands, I'd love to kind of tackle this issue just a bit more because I want to serve the community in that way. And it's something that I have to daily handle and manage to just keep under control. So with anxiety and stress, if we aren't managing that properly or actively, it can affect our fitness. It can affect our nutrition. So sometimes the issue isn't, am I doing the right thing in the gym or am I eating the right stuff? The issue actually is centered around the fact that you're not managing your stress or anxiety in your life properly. And what this can lead to is overeating. It could lead to being in a slump and not getting to the gym or getting to the gym and kind of just sauntering around because there's things in your life that you're not directly trying to adjust or better. So something that helps for me that I've been doing as of late, like many you hear of, is journaling. I'm going to get to something else later that goes along with everything I'm about to list, but one of them is journaling. Another is prayer, meditation, speaking to friends, and counseling. All things that seem like cliche, right? But the thing is that you might have just heard that list and you might not do any of them. Or you might do them, but the catch is that you don't do them habitually. And that really is the name of the game when addressing our fitness and nutrition, is habits. Life is one big habit. We are habitual creatures. There's good habits and there's bad habits. Now, making journaling a habit was tough for me, but the only way that I could make it a habit was by scheduling it into my day. A lot of us, especially actors with kind of a random schedule sometimes, maybe you're going to this audition or that audition one day, the other day you're scheduled to go to your server job or this, that, or the other. So sometimes it's tough to get into a flow. But as much as we can, we need to get into a rhythm. So when I would get up, first thing I would do is take my dogs out, come back in, and I'd get to journaling. Write down my thoughts, write down what's going on, how I can process what I've been stressing about, and then actually make an actionable plan to resolve it. Prayer is just an important part with my spiritual connection with God. Meditation is really hard for me, but I'm such a go, go, go kind of person that unless I actually just try to still myself, it can add up like an avalanche going down a hill. Speaking to friends and counseling is something that I also struggle with just sharing my thoughts and struggles. And I just want to encourage you guys to do that and to also make it a habit and create a schedule. So maybe it's your goal that every Friday you're going to have lunch with a different friend. And before you have lunch, you're going to talk to your friend about maybe some topics that you'd want to talk to them about, so that when you go, it doesn't just become a, you know, what you've been doing lately list, but it actually turns into something that is not only good for your soul because you're seeing your friends, but something that can be helpful for both of you. So make those things a habit. Continue to do them on a daily basis. The next thing that I want to talk about is just wishing less and doing more. A lot of us are hoping that we can find the motivation, or seeking motivation from others, or waiting for the perfect time, when in reality, the perfect time is, the cliche would be saying the perfect time is now, but the reality is that there is no perfect time. And going back to the habits, it's those habits that keep us doing the things that we need to do even when we don't feel like it. And that's what greatness is a lot of the time. Greatness is achieved by people that put in the work that's necessary, not just when things are good, but when, you know, things couldn't be any worse, or you don't feel like it, or you're tired, or you're super busy, or this person pissed you off today and you're like, screw it. But your habits are the things that you hold on to, no different than brushing your teeth. I compare this or make this analogy with my clients a lot. From day one, you're told you get up, you brush your teeth, maybe you do it again in the middle of the day after some meals, and then for sure you do it at nighttime. No matter what happens in your day, you brush your teeth, no matter what. I mean, unless, you know, extreme measures, but for the most part, you get what I'm saying. This is the same with the gym, or eating right, or going to dance class. You make it such an ingrained habit that no matter what is going on in your life, it's gonna happen. So for me, no matter what, I'm getting up, I'm taking my dogs out, I'm journaling, I'm then eating an egg, a cup of egg whites, one piece of bacon, a half a cup of oatmeal, and a handful of blueberries, boom. And then no matter what, I'm taking my dogs out one more time before I go to the gym and put my workout in at the exact same time. You know, oh, that sounds great, Joe, but this is my circumstance. This is why it doesn't work for me. You know, I can't have that leisure of having the same thing over and over. You know what? Fine. I could list off a ton of examples or reasons or excuses why this wouldn't work out for me on a daily basis, but I make it a priority. And we have to make things a priority in life. For wanting to do great things, like I mentioned before, you have to be willing to do these things when you don't feel like it and when others don't feel like it. If things were easy, and we'll get to this in a second, if being on Broadway or being an accomplished actor, actress was easy, or being in shape was easy, then everyone around the world would be walking around in shape and booking it. But that's not the reality. That this is a decision, and those habits, once again, is a decision that you have to make on a daily basis. Speaking of daily basis, make a daily schedule. Even if you don't have the luxury of doing it far out in advance, even if your day-to-day is changing often, the night before, you know pretty much what's going to happen the next day. So write it out. From this time to this time, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish. This is who I'm seeing, or these are the goals that I want to meet. And that goes the same with your eating patterns as well. When are you going to eat, and what are you going to eat? To be prepared is to be successful. To be unprepared is to fail before it even begins. So be prepared by making a daily schedule. I can't stress that enough. If you're not much of a schedule person, it's just because you haven't made it a habit yet. So I challenge you to make it a habit. Next point I want to put in is just about putting in the work, and that we're not entitled to anything. Sometimes we might want to say that, oh, this person's in shape because of their genetics. They're just naturally that way. Or this person's on Broadway because, they're super good looking and they just naturally sing a certain way. But when it comes down to it, if it's important enough for you, you're going to make a way. For me with Built for the Stage, there's days that I have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to do some extra programming or some type of deadline that's coming up that day. And then I'm up and at it until 10, 11 at night. And I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm saying that to you, that sometimes you have to go the extra mile to even get even or close with another person that might have naturally genetic gifts or naturally natural talent on the stage. But you know what? If it's truly a passion of yours and you're truly willing to chase it, then you'll chase it. And if it's not, that's okay. It's just not a passion of yours or one that's enough to put those types of sacrifices in. You hear it sometimes, or maybe you haven't, but I hear it a lot where it's like, people like the idea of succeeding, or they like the idea of being on this pedestal or platform, or being seen on stage, or having abs or whatever, being in shape, whatever the goal is. They like that idea, but they don't want to face the process that is required to achieve that idea. You know, I'm looking at Ian Padgett. He's in my studio right now. He's about to interview with me after this, and he's stretching and doing mobility work while he's waiting for me. Maybe he's cooling down from his rehearsal or whatever. He's giving me a thumbs up that he is. That's not a natural or easy thing for a lot of people. You know, you just want to sit there. You just want to eat the M&Ms that I'm looking at on the counter, you know? But he's going the extra mile, and that's what you have to be willing to do when you're taking the road less traveled. You can't just be with the masses in your comfort zone and be looking at the road less traveled and be moaning and complaining about why you're not on it if you're not willing to go through the ups and downs and the bumps in the road. So put the work in. That's pretty simple, but a lot of our generation, I feel like ours, can have this attitude of entitlement, or that like hard work is kind of overrated, but it's not. Hard work pays off, and those that are willing to put it in are the ones that usually are flourishing to the top. And the last thing I'll say is, if you can't for 2020 coming up, make this a habit. Speaking about habits, if you say you can't do it, you're right. So you might have heard this quote before, but if we go into something with negative mindset, negative self-talk, saying that, you know, oh, it's not for me, or might not happen, or I don't know if I'm worth this or not, then you're right. But if you speak it into existence, if you tell yourself I'm worth it, if you tell yourself I can do this, if you tell yourself this other person's no better than I am, or no more worth it than I am in this role or in this fitness accomplishment or whatever the case may be, then you're also right. I tell myself when I was writing some notes on this is that I'm hardworking, I'm reliable, and I can help change people's lives. And I believe that, and so I do it. And right now, my vehicle in doing that is Built for the Stage. But if I told myself, you're a pretender, and if I had this kind of imposter syndrome, if I didn't trust my years of experience of putting the work in fitness or on the stage, and believing that I had this special gift to marry the two together and to really help our community, then I wouldn't be doing this, and that I'd just be sitting, twiddling my thumbs in my apartment, wishing or feeling sorry for myself or wondering why things weren't happening for me. But instead, I'm choosing to believe and say and to walk that life of that I am hardworking, that I am reliable, and that I can change people's lives. And I've been doing it because I've been seeing it with my clients and all of their great results that they've been saying. And that's no pitch or plug for Built for the Stage. It's once again to encourage you to speak who you are and to live it. And if you're not that person, speak it anyway until you are. Now, speaking is all well and good, but like I've been saying with the other notes that I've been giving, you have to put the work in. So speak it, put the work in, know that the work is worth it and that it's working, and continue to speak it. So this 2020 season, write down who you are and who you can become, because if not, you're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And you're just going to become one of the masses that looks back on their life and wishes and says what ifs and all this stuff. Or you can be one of the few that takes life by the horns and controls your own destiny. So this 2020, know that you're worth it. Create habits, commit to a schedule, seek guidance if you need it. And I wish you all the best. Love fitness, love one another. It's me, Roscoe, signing off. Happy 2020.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.